Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hook pass intercepted by Pack. Here comes Nigel Pack. Threads a pass. There, man, a slam dunk! Two-handed slam dunk! Just absolutely perfect and a timeout! The Wasco Center is going crazy. The crowd is loud. It's united. And Miami's running Duke out of the gym. Miller against Lively. Scoops around. Oh, look at this! Nigel Pack grabs the rebound and slams it home. And then puts his hands on his head like, what in the world just happened here? Pack with a slam dunk on the offensive rebound. Like he had rockets in his legs. Nigel Pack switches from right hand to left hand. On to Wooga Poplar. Look out! Oh my! Slam dunk by Wooga Poplar! He hammers it home! Hammers it home to send Duke home!
Impressive last night for the Miami Hurricanes basketball team on national TV. What a show against Duke, man, right from the start. Now 13-0 at home, and Jim Larrañaga, the head basketball coach, joins us this morning. Coach, thank you so much for getting up with us, and congratulations on that effort of your team last night.
Thanks, Joe. I want to thank our crowd. The students and our fans turned out. It was a whiteout. The Wasco Center was alive with electricity, and that fueled our players because they were rocking and rolling right from the opening jump.
Coach, it looked like Duke turned the ball over 21 times. They were having trouble passing the ball to each other there for a while. It looked like you were playing with an extra guy. Your defense just was so good last night. Has it been this good, Coach, throughout the season for the effort you saw last night, especially in the first half?
Well, our defense was stifling, and it's been getting better. Our offense has been good right from the start of the season. But our defense is what we've spent most of our time on, Joe. And we've talked about rebounding. In our last 25 games where we out-rebounded the opponent, we won. So my staff and I have been harping on the players. Look, if we rebound, we win. Do you want to win? Let's rebound the ball. And last night, everybody contributed. Of course, we got the monster on the glass and North Shadow Mirror. He's a double-double guy, but he got some contributions. Our point guard, Nigel Pack, had five rebounds. So when you have your guards rebounding and you have your defense forcing turnovers, it's very, very hard to win both battles. If you force a lot of turnovers, chances are you're stretched out, you're not going to rebound. Or if you pack it in, you rebound, you don't force many turnovers. But last night we did both. We forced turnovers, we rebounded, and that's why the score was so lopsided.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about that Nigel Pack dunk. Are you ever surprised by anything your players do, or do you see most of it in practice so you're not surprised by anything you see when a guy gets up like that?
No, are you kidding me? I was very surprised, and so was our whole bench. He has never done that in a practice. He has tried dunking, and he tippy-toed one once in a while, but not like last night. Perfect timing, threw it down, and the crowd, our bench, the coaches went crazy. Very happy for him.
Well, great stuff. Hey, Coach, not to take away from the Duke game last night, but Great win against Clemson here in the last few days as well, to go up there where you guys have been up and down. You've had some chances, lost some tight games there at the end to get a 78-74 win against Clemson. I thought maybe the biggest win of the season for you. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, of course, the Duke win last night is so exciting, but the value is exactly the same value as every other ACC game. It's worth one. One win or one loss.
Right.
Our win at Clemson was against the team that was sitting on top of the ACC in the regular season standings, and they're still sitting on top. They're number one right now. Our win over them was huge. That was two top 25 teams playing. Duke, as good as they are, they're not ranked in the top 25 right now.
Right.
So the win last night was tremendous. The win at Clemson, where they were undefeated at home. They had won 15 straight home games. So that was a terrific road victory.
Well, so I got to ask you about something else. Now, you've been on these ESPN national games. So you know there's always cameras on you and walking up and seeing how you react and your bench. There's always a camera on it, especially on the national ESPN game like last night. So, Coach, just between us, the money clip comes out and you look down at it. What? That wasn't an accident, Coach. What was going on there? Help me out. And how much money did you have in that clip? Because after I saw yours, I checked to see what I had in my clip last night.
Yeah, but the difference is, Joe, in my clip, there's all ones. yours, you probably got 50s and 100s. So. But here's the situation. I am a man of a lot of routines. In my right pocket at every game is 10 Luden's Wild Cherry Cough Drops.
Okay.
For a while, it was the Wild Honey because I didn't like my tongue going red. But it seems like Luden's is not making the Wild Honey anymore.
Okay.
So I went back to the Wild Cherry. That 10 Wild Cherry are in my right pocket. And my cash, and I keep a note in there to myself that I read before the game. And when I reached into my pocket, I normally can just take the note and not the cash. But they both came out at the same time. So I took the cash, switched it to my right hand, read my note, put the money back and the note back. And I do that every game. How people noticed it, or because it was on TV, people were cracking up that I pulled out a wad of cash last night.
Boy, you fit right in with South Florida, man, throwing that green out last night there, Coach. But the other part of this has to do with Jim Boeheim, his comments about Pitt, Wake Forest, Miami. He since has apologized about buying players. What were your thoughts? You and Boeheim have known each other a long time. I'm just curious when that. And he took it all back and said they did nothing wrong, the NIL. Maybe I should just mention my team's not playing great or whatever.
I was focused on Duke, and now I'm focused on getting ready for Louisville.
Yeah.
What other coaches say and do, that's their business. My job is to help my players play the best they can each and every game. And those guys did that last night. It was a total team effort. And, Joe, I don't know if anyone's told you, you got to turn on your TV and watch Wooga Poplar's dunk. It's number one on ESPN's top 10 plays of the day. And they had a scale, a measuring, that he went up 12 feet on
wow.
the dunk.
So you're talking about the baseline dunk. Wow.
Number one play of the day.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Oh, listen, that guy is athletic. Listen, and had a nice game of 14 points last night. By the way, that's been the thing about this team. Guys don't seem to be worried about their numbers. You guys are spreading out. It seems to be about 12 to 20 points about every night by 3, 4, 5 guys.
Yeah, that's our philosophy. We'd like to have 5 guys averaging double figures. We'd like to share the ball and get at least 16 assists. And when we do that, when we get 16 assists or more, when we share the ball very well, we're very, very good offensively. We're top 10 in the country right now in offense. And a lot of it stems from when we play defense and force turnovers, we've been dynamic in the open court.
Well, I got to tell you, it is, it's been fun. And I always wonder when transfer portal guys come in. I know you and I have talked about this before with young guys and how it all comes together, plus the guys that stayed another year and how's this all going to work. But it seems to me guys got a pretty good idea when they decide to come play for you, your style of play. It's not some big surprise how you like to play your basketball.
Well, you know what? I think in every situation, people make decisions based on opportunity. So last year when Charlie Moore graduated, we needed a point guard. Nigel Pack was a two guard at Kansas State and wanted to be a point. So he said, hey, if I transfer to Miami, can I run the point? I said, yeah, sure. And then Sam Wartenberg graduated. We needed a big guy to replace him. Now, Norshad Omir transferred in to replace Sam. They're very different kinds of players. Charlie Moore and Nigel Pack are very different. Norshad Omir and Sam Wartenberg are different. But in our system, we accommodate their differences. We make them feel like they're a part of it right from the beginning. And guys like Isaiah Wong, he and Nigel just hit it off from day one. They love playing with each other. They're a great combination. You have Wooga Popla, who was kind of filling in now for Cam McGusty. And we're rolling right now.
Boy, you're not kidding about that. And it does. By the way, it does look on TV like your guys really enjoy playing together. Coach, congratulations, man. It's Saturday at home again for Louisville to try to get that record to 14-0 at home. Amazing. There's only a handful of teams still undefeated at home in the country, and you're one of them, Coach.
Well, thanks, Joe. And I hope our crowd returns on Saturday. I'm inviting them all back because they did a fantastic job.
Coach, thank you. I appreciate you coming on this morning. And way to hang in there with us. And by the way, money clip. Get that money clip. Now you got a toy with everybody now that everybody's watching your money clip, Coach. Have some fun with it. Thank you.
All right. See you, Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.